Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford takes first base on ball four. Lind moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lind scores. Langford moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca strikes out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott bunts towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-1 in the game. Jamison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to third. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reagan scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to second. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tate scores. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Sewell trying to get to home. Gerber throws to Hoffman who tags Sewell for the out. Summa moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-0 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford. Tate reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tate moves to third. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Langford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Langford reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber has Langford in a rundown. He throws to Meyer, who throws to Hoffman, who tags Langford for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruffing hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2. And the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summa is hit by the pitch. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoddup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hoddup hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jamieson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive towards right. Summa catches it and throws to first to double up Tate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lind hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Langford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lind fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Sewell picks up the ball and throws it to Sewell, who tags the runner out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flagstead hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Phil Toth. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Billy Rogel pinch runs for Johnny Hebbing. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing first base. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schott for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to second. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Langford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Lind moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Langford moves to second. Slim Harris now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 4 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Slim Harris. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.